get 22-21, and it's a good football game. And we've just scored twice in the third quarter. No reason to think we're not going to be able to continue that type of play. And then the turnovers start to come. And that, you know, gave them the short field, the easy scores, and very, very demoralizing for the sideline. The guys did a good job of trying to stay up, but we created a situation for ourselves. I thought it was kind of the same way in the first half, where we offensively, I didn't think they stopped us. I thought we stopped ourselves. But we did some good things. You know, the defense did some good things. The punter did some good things. The field position part of it. The young corner McBride, you know, went into the ball game as a starter, and really did some good things. You know, he gave up a play that we thought he might have had an interception, but it all comes down to the interceptions, two of them were just, you know, almost unbelievable. So,
Coach, after the first interception, was there any conversation about Eli getting hit in the helmet or the fact that the ball?
Well, we were on the sideline, but there was obviously nothing coming from the field.
And what about the ball, the fact that it hit an offensive lineman in the head first, the ball?
Yeah, there was no conversation about that at all.
What do you do with Eli at this point? He's so far into his career. He has these games.
Well, you know, I honestly believe that he's trying so hard, you know, to get us a win. He's almost, put too much on himself. He keeps it all pretty much inside, and I'm not making an excuse now. There were a couple of those plays where were terrible, and the penalties were. The intentional grounding penalties, they just hurt so badly because, you know, not only distance, but you lose the down. And, you know, at the one point in the first half, we were down in there deep in the territory, and we get a intentional grounding, then we get a penalty on top of that, so we go right out of field goal range. So, I think we can make some progress with regard to preventing that. I think you do have to sometimes just cover the ball up and go down. I mean, I don't know what else you can do. Sometimes in trying to make a play without both feet underneath you, you throw, you know, a ball that you regret you even threw, and that's what happened, you know, a couple of times tonight. So I felt that, the first drive was good, the second drive was good, and then we slowed ourselves down, and then we came out. The third quarter did nothing with the first drive, but then we kind of caught fire and took the ball down, made some nice plays, and got the ball in the end zone and handled the pressure well, et cetera, et cetera. To the point where, you know, I was very, very excited and confident that we were in a position to win the game. And then we started giving them the ball and way deep in plus territory. Well, I knew they would go for it. Yeah, no, there was no question in our mind that they would go for that. So the consensus there on the sideline was that we would take him back. We were doing a pretty good job with him at that time, and then of course the next play he runs for what would have been that first down and a first down from the 47 or wherever the ball was there.
Tom, what happened on the
Yeah, that the way it was on the field, the confusion, I just settled everybody down with it by taking a timeout. I didn't expect to lose the next timeout, obviously. But the challenge, we were very, very sure up top that the challenge was going to be the play would be reversed. So I decided that was the route to take. Didn't get the affirmation right away, but when I eventually did, I just took a timeout to settle them down, and then the challenge came, and then, of course, I was shocked when we didn't get it. So I just put that on myself.
Did you not decide to challenge until after you took the timeout so you
I decided to, actually the affirmation that we should challenge didn't even come until, but I saw the players on the field and they were trying to get my attention to go ahead and challenge. The clock was, you know, obviously was way down, and I just instinctively just took a timeout. And, you know, obviously had I known in advance what I was going to do, I would have challenged first, but I didn't. Of course, then I immediately asked them for the timeout back if in fact it was, you know, they did reverse it, but that wasn't going to be the case either. But I was very surprised, as was our sideline and upstairs, when in fact they did not reverse that.
Was the challenge about his feet being in or not having possession all the way through?
Well, we thought he stepped on the line and we didn't think he had possession. We thought we had two of them. You know, I wouldn't say the answer. I don't know what the answer is to that question. He never changes throughout the course of the week. There's never any, as a matter of fact, he's practiced really well for the last couple of weeks, very much in control of everything. But I do think he's trying so hard to make something happen that it's going out the other end.
Have you communicated that with him, or do you plan to?
I just grabbed him a moment in the locker room there, and you know he's way too good a player to have these kinds of things happen.
Coach, how would you assess the mental state of the team after today?
Well, very frustrated, very down. You know, the guys have stayed together. They've worked very hard. They put pretty much everything into, you know, our meetings throughout the week, our practices. They build themselves back up to a really good approach. And then the frustration of not getting the win. But they're doing the best they can, and they're even right now. They're doing the best they can. They're standing up. They're supporting each other. And that's the way it has to be for a team to continue on. I think, you know, if we can get beyond this third quarter thing, and I did think there was improvement tonight, felt good about that part of it. But we're just going to have to line up and do it again in a very short week. So,
Tom, how bad is that David Brooks?
I really don't know. You know, they held him. They held him out of the ball game. So I'm sure there's a bunch of tests coming.
How much is this getting you?
Hey, believe me, it's no fun, you know, but I'm not concerned about me. I'm concerned about those players in the locker room, and whatever I can do to defer whatever to myself, that's, you know, I lose the games and they win them, you know, you know, the disappointment is very obvious, and it's very frustrating when you didn't expect to be in this situation. But hey, we dug our own hole, so here we are.